Mayor and Council of the Township of Clinton to order. This is the July 13th, 2022 meeting. Madam Clerk, have we met all the requirements of the Open Public Meetings Act and the Sunshine Laws? Thank you very much. If you'd all please join me in a salute to the flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Glazer?
Present.
Councilman Kachanowski is absent. Councilwoman Switlick?
Here.
Council President Strauss?
Here.
And
here.
Yep.
All right, we'll now open the floor for public comment. This is for comments on items that appear on the agenda only. There's another section of public comment toward the end of the meeting that's open. We're going to keep, because of the crowd, to a strict limit of 3 minutes. I'll try to raise the gavel for you, give you a little bit of notice at about a minute and half a minute left. Is there anybody from the public who would like to come speak about any of the items that are on the agenda? Okay, seeing no movement, we'll close the public comment session and we'll move to the consent agenda.
Excuse me, can you keep
I'll speak into it a little bit more. Yep, sorry. So we'll move now to the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk are considered to be routine by the Township Mayor and Council and will be enacted by a single motion. There will not be separate discussion of these items unless requested by the Mayor, Council Member, or Citizen, in which event the item will be removed from the general order of business and considered in its normal sequence on the agenda. Are there any items Council wishes to remove from the consent agenda?
No.
Anyone from the public have an item on the consent agenda that they would like removed for specific discussion? Seeing no movement, may I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Mayor Moore?
Yes. In an effort to move the meeting along and get to public comment, we'll skip reports for now. We'll come back to that after the public comment session is over. Okay. I'd encourage folks to stay around and listen to it. If you're going to leave, please do so quietly so that we can continue with the meeting. We will now move on to resolutions. The first being a resolution awarding agreement for extraordinary unspecifiable service to the Canning Group, LLC, to service as acting administrator on an interim basis in a not-to-exceed amount of $50,000. For those in the public who aren't aware, the township has been without an administrator due to a medical leave of absence since the beginning of June, and that was just following a vacation where she was away. So we've been kind of flying by the seat of our pants and pulling it together as best we can. So we found a reputable firm with a very reputable interim administrator, retired recently from Sparta, has 40 years of experience, and can serve until such time as we have our administrator back, or depending on that status, what comes next. So any questions, comments from council?
No, the contract was fine.
Yeah. It's definitely necessary.
Very much necessary. May I have a motion then?
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Councilman Glazer.
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick.
Yes.
Council President Strauss.
Yes.
Yes. Next, we have a resolution approving the grant application and accepting funds for Regional Road. This year's road plan, we've got a mill and pave for a portion of Petticoat Road, or Petticoat Lane, I guess it is. A portion of Allerton Road, and hopefully, if it goes well this year, reconstruction of the portion of Petticoat Lane from East Main Street past the Reformatory down to Route 22. That's a complete reconstruction, and the engineer is working on the plans. We already received the grant for that, and hopefully, we can fit it in this year schedule-wise. If not, it'll be next year, but we've got funds sufficient, I think, for that project. We're just fine-tuning it and then have to submit it to DOT for their approval. Any questions? This grant is for regional road. It's estimated to cost about $1.8 million to do a regional road. So this will be
a couple of years for
full reconstruction, correct?
If we don't receive a full grant, which I know the state almost never gives us a full grant, can we then change the scope and do some mill and pave and all of that?
Yes.
So we can value engineer. Okay, that's my only question then. Yeah, this we have to try for the money. That road needs work.
Mm-hmm. With the Petticoat Lane section, did you say when we last spoke about that they're going to try to get that right-hand turn lane?
So we actually discussed that with the engineer. There's an unknown cost to that because if we add a turn lane at Petticoat, now the DOT will likely require us to upgrade the intersection, so the time, the lights, the signals, the whole thing. We're going to keep it in mind, but we can add it at a later date because right now it was not included in the budget that we've got. I don't think we've got sufficient funds to do that portion, but we can do it later.
It's a separate project, so it's not. There's no savings by doing it now, apparently.
Right. No, I don't believe so.
Right.
And it's not as related to asphalt prices and that sort of thing.
Right.
Other than general inflation, which has been a bit high.
Yeah.
To say the least.
Yeah.
Any other comments, questions? If not, may I have a motion to submit the grant? There's a seat here in the front, sir, if you'd like.
I'll move.
I'll second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilwoman Swidler?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And Mayor
Black? Yes. Next, we have a resolution authorizing road repairs for various roads with South State, Inc., MCCPC, which is the Morris County Co-op, contract number 6, not to exceed amount $213,101. There's a little bit of padding in there just in case asphalt prices come in a little higher than expected. Mm-hmm. Again, this is for milling and paving a portion of Allerton Road and a portion of Petticoat that desperately need it.
Yeah, this is consistent with what we budgeted, actually.
Correct. Questions, comments from the council?
No.
May I have a motion, please?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilwoman Swetler?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Mayor Moy?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Thank you. Next, we have a resolution authorizing the purchase of maintenance services and other services from Fire and Safety Services, LTD, through Sourcewell Co-op, contract number 113021, PMI, not to exceed $30,500. This is for maintenance services on our fire apparatus for the Annandale Hose Company. It's an annual preventive maintenance requirement that extends the life of the apparatus. Mm-hmm. We have a number of apparatus at the two stations, and trust me, when they break, it's expensive to fix it. So, and there they go. Any questions, comments? I know Council President Strauss needs to recuse, I believe.
Yes. No, it was anticipated. So I'll make the motion.
All right, I'll second.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilwoman Swidler?
Yes.
And Mayor Moy?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Very good. And lastly, we have an introduction of an ordinance. This is the introduction of an ordinance of the Township of Clinton in Hunterdon County, New Jersey, amending subsection 4-52B1 of the Code of the Township of Clinton to authorize 2 additional patrol officers in the Clinton Township Police Department. I would say for this particular ordinance, last year we updated our ordinance. We made some changes to the numbers of officers, et cetera. We envisioned at the time having a captain. At the moment, we plan not to fill one. As a result, we have not the capacity in our the number of officers that we're allowed. We're also forward-looking here a little bit. I know that the local school district sent out a survey about having a potential school resource officer, which would have to be hired by the township. So in order to be prepared to accommodate that, should it happen, we've added 2 officers into the ordinance, so that allows us to hire up to 17 officers. We have currently 6 sergeants, 2 lieutenants, and a police chief. So that's where we're at with this. Any questions on this particular ordinance?
Nope.
Okay. May I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilwoman Swidler?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Yes, and I would ask that we set the public hearing for this ordinance for August 10th.
Okay.
Is that the right date for our next meeting?
Yes.
Very good. So if anyone's interested, public hearing on that ordinance will be August 10th. Thank you for your patience. We're now at public comment for anything on the agenda. I would ask before anybody gets up to speak. Before anybody gets up to speak, I would ask that if anybody's here for something other than Route 629, to come forward and speak. This way we can get you out of here if you've got something else you'd like to discuss. Again, 3 minutes. I'll try to give you fair warning. And we'll need your name and address.
My name is Joseph Schultz. I live at 58 Old Mountain Road. You just pass those pictures along.
Sure.
58 Old Mountain Road was destroyed in a fire. It has just become a solid waste dump by the county. I have to look at it every day. There's numerous things that are not occurring. There's abandoned vehicles that are on the property. Three cars, trucks, commercial vehicles that are there, commercial equipment. There is no safety, security fence around the structure that burned down. He has become a pack rat. The property is deplorable. The county was there. Brian, you've been there.
Yep.
I was here 6 weeks ago. I've been complaining for 3 years about abandoned vehicles. Been told by the police they can't remove them. The owner of the property is not responding to anybody. He's not there. We don't know where he is. My property value has gone down tremendously. And I'm just sharing some of those pictures that are here at the property. And I know we spoke a while ago, Brian, but...
Yeah, I passed on the pictures as I saw it in person. It is everything you've described and more.
Pictures don't do it justice. Pictures worth 1,000 words are worth 100,000. Hmm. But this is what I have to look at. It's a dump. The fire investigators were there. They went through the property. They just left all the burned-out debris in a pile.
The other rule is we'll need nobody to yell from the audience. Others will have to come up and have you give them your name and address, and it'll complicate things.
So we've been told by the police. We've been told by the township. It's trying to go through foreclosure, but it could take several years for foreclosure.
I don't think it should take several years. It definitely should not take several years. And if
it's in foreclosure, I'm assuming he could even pay just a little bit to get it out of foreclosure.
So in your last 40 seconds, let's have you ask the questions that you really want answered from us. I have a couple of them that I think we know the answers to, or at least have some answers.
Well,
our attorney can speak to most.
I would like our township attorney to enforce zoning in abandoned vehicles, debris. Nothing's been done since the fire. Can we enforce the zoning that's in the township books?
Patricia, you want to take that from... Let's start with the foreclosure and then move on to the abandoned vehicles and then the debris.
But then also in terms of the very last question, can we enforce our zoning? The answer is yes, and we are. But
it has been going on for 3+ years just on the abandoned vehicles, and nothing's been done.
Sir, I can't speak to why nothing was done previously. I can tell you that it is being addressed now. With respect to the abandoned vehicles, unfortunately, the township cannot go and simply tow them away because it's private property and they're privately owned. However, we are currently working with the bank. My office is pestering the bank on a regular basis, the bank that's foreclosing on the mortgage and on the property, to get them to start doing the cleanup that's necessary to get them to start dealing with the cars. But I also want to keep the cars separate from all the rest of the debris because different rules sort of different issues. In terms of the foreclosure, it really should not take years. I can't tell you how long it will take, but I'm thinking more months than years. The foreclosure complaint has been filed in court. Property owner has a period of time in which to respond to it, probably won't. Next step is for the bank to get a default judgment, and then once that's in, there's more processes, but eventually they get a judgment, and then they take title to the property, and it goes to a sheriff's sale. Again, I can't tell you how long that's going to take, but I don't think we're talking years. We may be talking, if everything is on track, a couple of months, but I don't want to say it'll be 2 months. It could actually be a little longer. I can't imagine that it would be years. There's no scenario that where that would make sense. In terms of the property owner's ability, like if he could just make a little payment and stop the foreclosure, no, that's not how it works. He would have to pay everything that is owed in full or work out some kind of loan arrangement with the bank where it then gets tacked on to everything else that he owes. I can't speak for the bank in this situation, but just coming in and making a partial payment to the bank will not stop the foreclosure at this point.
But if that, one way or another, how do we get it cleaned up?
Well, so under state law, now that the bank is foreclosing, under state statute, we have the ability to hold the bank responsible for cleanup to the same extent as the property owner. That doesn't mean that we can simply order the bank to go in tomorrow when they go in tomorrow and they clean everything up. Unfortunately, there are steps. We all know that there's steps and statutes that we have to follow. However, statutorily and under our own property maintenance codes, we have the ability to issue violations to the bank as well as to the property owner. And that is something that we are currently working with the staff on getting done. That will get the bank's attention, although we have already been in direct contact with them. That ought to get their attention. And they will at some point have the ability to go onto the property and actually do the cleanup. I just can't represent to you right now exactly when that will be. But we are pushing it to happen as soon as possible. Excuse me.
I understand that, but I've just been fighting for 15-plus months just since the fire, and it's getting worse. There's several more truckloads of stuff there this week. He's accumulating, he's taking stuff, I don't know from where. I think he's picking stuff off the road, and he's bringing it to the property, and he's storing in the back, just in the yard.
Please keep getting us that information, because that's valuable information.
And we're going to continue to pursue the existing violations.
But all that additional information, we can also, for example, the bank says it's now aware of the condition of the property because it saw what it was like when it tried to serve the complaint on the property owner. That's what it saw, or whoever was serving the complaint. That's what they saw when they went to do it. If there's more being trucked in, if there's more stuff being dumped, get us that information so that we can go to the bank with it.
Okay. Well, there's the pictures, and there's more stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But as it happens, just keep getting us the information, please, because that's going. We can use that.
Okay. But you understand my frustration?
Absolutely.
Completely. All I can tell you is you very clearly have our attention, since my office is actively involved at this point. The fact that we're now in contact with the bank, I think, ought to be helpful, because at least we can keep the pressure on them. The only thing I can't do, sir, is guarantee that it's going to happen overnight. That's the problem. And I get how frustrated you are. We're trying to keep the pressure on and have things move quickly, but they just don't in government, unfortunately. They just never move as fast as we really like them to, including those of us on this side of the table, by the way.
All right. I'll be back next month. Thank you.
Please, yep. Please, and please stay in touch.
I will.
Real quick, does anyone own a silver Volvo X70 ATS parked outside? Can you just move it to the block of the parking lot?
Thank you. Are there any other public comment items that anybody wishes to address that aren't related to County Road 629? Okay. Before we move into comments on that particular road, I'll provide a little bit of backstory as best I can, and hopefully you find this helpful. But we're certainly here to listen to all your comments and take heed of them, and please feel free to ask any questions that you might have. The story with this is that the New Jersey Water Supply Authority is intending to make a request, a formal request of the county for a permanent closure of that road. They have not yet done so. I should stress that the township does not have the authority or the ability to open the road, to close the road. That is not within our purview. It's not a decision that we can make. In advance of making that request to the county formally, they asked both the borough of Lebanon and Clinton Township to submit letters of support. That request came to the township on June 10th, which I then asked for it to be placed on our agenda, which it was in advance of our June 22nd meeting. We discussed it, unfortunately, and the case remains that I still have myself some more information on it than is publicly known and is publicly known to the council. I purposefully did not suggest a closed session to bring them into the loop because I felt that the council should have the same level of information when making any kind of decision as the public does. I will share with you just quickly additional information that the authority shared with a resident, which I can now share with you all, as far as the rationale behind their request. And that is, I'll just quote this, "We cannot share specifics, but I can tell you that a very serious threat to earthen dams by bad actors would be facilitated by vehicular access to the structure. County Road 629 is the crest of the Round Valley Dike. Be aware that failure of any of the three Round Valley dams would have catastrophic impacts on downstream residents and water supply to over 1 million people in central New Jersey. It is also noted that the authority has received verbal support of this proposal from the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection's Bureau of Dam Safety. The Round Valley Dike is the only one of the three embankments at Round Valley with unrestricted vehicular access to the crest. To my knowledge, there are no earthen embankments of this size in the state of New Jersey that allow public vehicular access." Now, I'll say this. I do feel that there is some additional information that the authority can safely disclose. It is not mine to disclose, but I do think there's some additional information that they can provide that may help folks understand why they're making the request. I'll also say this. I think that when the council discussed it, and to be clear, the letter has not yet been sent. We have no administrator, so we've been underwater. I only started drafting it within the last few days. But the discussion that the council had was essentially, we know this is an inconvenience, a huge inconvenience for our residents. It is for me. It's not as if we woke up and said, let's close the road. I think we also recognize that there's information that the authority has that relevant to safety and public safety and security that bear consideration. This is the beginning of a long process, a process that will involve public comment down at the county. And I don't think that I know we did not vote to support the closure, but we did specify some things that if the county does go ahead and decide on closing, if the county does move forward with closing the roadway, certain things would need to be maintained. Public safety access for emergency services vehicles, and pedestrian and bicycle access. I think that, especially given that there's no formal request yet, it's premature for the township to send a letter that says yay or nay, close the road. I think, you know, we haven't sent it, so we do have some ability to make some amendments to the letter based on public comment. But that's where I think we're at the moment. And I would ask any council member who wishes to say anything else quickly before we start taking comments to weigh in.
Well, I just had one thing to say.
You might want to speak in the mic.
Oh, sorry. We usually only have two people here. Sorry about that. It seemed that I'm not on all the social media sites, but I have seen some things that were posted probably for a week now. I just want to read this one sentence. "We've recently learned that the Clinton Township Council has quietly voted to permanently close the scenic roadway that wraps around the portion of Round Valley." I just want you guys to understand that this is social media and this has been going around, and that is a false statement. That's all.
All right. So now, please hold it. Hold on. All right, look, folks.
We don't have one, the power.
All right, hold on. Okay. Everybody, one person speaks at a time. They come up here. 3 minutes, identify yourself for the record, name, address, one at a time. People yelling from the audience, it muddles the message. It doesn't make it any easier.
I will make it short.
So, and I will hold up my.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah.
Please, you go ahead.
Yep.
Okay,
yeah. Come forward. It's okay.
Okay, because I think you're going to enjoy what I have to say.
Sorry.
Okay, so the first question, John Papa, 7 Willowbrook Lane. I'm going to take this one. 7 Willowbrook Lane, ex-sergeant. Okay, so first question was, and you answered it, have you, per the June 22nd meeting, have you sent the communications to the Hunterdon County?
No.
You have not?
Okay. Nope.
Based on that meeting, though, you had the discussion of closing 629 as a discussion.
Correct.
And then you, quote, opened it up for public comment.
Correct. There was a resident in the back, and I thought that person may wish to speak.
Oh, there was a resident in the
back. Yes.
Thank you. Okay. So I would suggest that, you know, everybody here,
sure,
you formally have a public hearing on it. This is not a formal public hearing. This is any hearing, right?
Okay.
So I have talked to Mark Brooks. He's the executive director of the, you know, this, you probably talked to him many times. I don't know if they know this. He's the one that wants to close it down based on Homeland Security issues. I've also talked to today, I went down there and talked to the guys who are building this stuff, who have built this stuff, that are there on the dam. And he has this secret, like you have suggested, of Homeland Security secret issue. I don't know what that is. Are we going to be bombed? Are we going to be, is our round barrel rally going to be poisoned? He would not tell me. And you are the only one that knows. You haven't shared it with the council members per the June 22nd
That's correct.
Meeting. Yeah. Maybe you have since, but since then, you have not. Why?
Because the authority asked me to keep it confidential, and it was provided to me.
I told the authority, Mr. Brooks, it needs to be public, like now.
I don't disagree that there is additional information that should be made public.
So why is it so secret? If it's a significant issue, I don't want to use the word threat, do you not think, as our representatives of our community, that we need to be prepared?
I'm not going to speak for the information or the authority. Or the authority's position on releasing. It's not my information to provide. And
so I understand that the authority, everybody should hear, to close that road is not within this body.
That's 100% correct.
That's what I said. It's 100 and county. Okay, so July 19th. I know, 33 minutes. It's only a minute. I got a watch. You should get one. All right. But that's, I love that road. I love that road. I bike right that road. I know you said you ride that road, everything. It's a great vista in there. Plus, it's also an emergency exit for everybody. When I was working, it was an emergency exit for disasters. When there was a disaster on 78, disaster on 22, oh, is that my 3 minute, or are you getting a call from your...
That's the 3 minutes. Okay. So if you could just wrap it up. Yep. You can finish your statement. That's fine.
Call me off.
Thank you. Why is it still green? All right. Next.
Thank you.
And just identify yourself for the record.
Mark Al-Rashidi from 78 Old Mountain Road. Sorry, sir.
Spell your last name.
Elrashedy.
And your address again? I'm sorry.
78 Old Mountain Road.
Okay, thank you.
I'm going to give you a small example where you guys can understand how frustrated we are on Old Mountain Road. Twice, I had to rush my wife to the hospital because I could not wait for an ambulance to come in. That's the road I used. I had a kidney stone once. I rushed myself to the hospital, and that's the road I used. Imagine I have to leave my home, go down to the stop sign, make a right on Cherry, lift on Main, out to 22, down two or three lights, or down to Clinton, go around town, and get on 31 to get to the hospital. Would you, if you live on Old Mountain Road, want to be in that situation? Any one of you, for that matter?
I understand.
But yet, you made a decision, which you have not sent the letter yet, but you made a resolution. You agreed on agreeing with who's ever asked you.
No, we did. I'll respectfully disagree.
Please.
What our discussion was that the letter would state that closure of the road would pose a significant inconvenience to the residents. But we also understand that there are security issues involved that need to be considered.
Mm-hmm.
And given the information that we have, that if the county decides to close the road, then, and there will be a public hearing for that road closure. I mean, there's no way that the county can close the road without vacating it, and that would be the process. They would have to take public action, and there would be...
But without sending that letter, you already made the resolution to agree on closing that road or agreeing with the county or the water department.
I disagree. I don't think that's what the... And that's certainly not the draft of the letter that I started says. It says exactly what I just said.
Sir, if they're telling you that we are in danger because of terrorism, God forbid, I have never seen water going upwards. Okay? We all learned that water will always seek its lowest level. Okay? Okay. Now, there is nothing that a car can do that a boat won't. There is nothing that a car can do that a guy, God forbid, with a small vial of chemical to go out there and poison that water. So they're giving you all these things to scare you because they have another reason that I want to know about. What is it?
I can't discuss it.
Would you like me to tell you what I think it is?
Yeah.
Oh, I would love to hear.
Hmm?
Yes, sure.
I think that construction on that dam is not 100% done right, and they're afraid of all the traffic on that road to compromise what they did. That's what I think.
Thank you very much.
And I'm not accusing anybody.
No, I understand. I can say that categorically that's not correct, but I appreciate it. We'll take Mr. McCaffrey first.
Hi, good evening. Tom McCaffrey, 7 Ramsey Road, Clinton Township. Just know I also happen to be the chairman of the Board of Adjustment here in town. I'd like to comment. I think any position by the council is premature at this point because I don't believe that either, A, you've seen a written proposal that would detail what the risks and the benefits are, and certainly we haven't had public hearings. So I think any vote by the council to do anything at this point is premature. My recommendation to the council would be, A, get a written proposal, and even if it doesn't lay out all the details, it would be important to understand the magnitude of the risk. A lot of reasons a dam can fail. Some of them are natural. Some of them are man-made. It would be helpful to understand that closing the road would reduce the risk by how much, 50%, 90%, 99%. There's some quantification there that would be useful to know on the plus side, one of the benefits. On the other side of the equation, it would be helpful to understand what the residents are giving up. Do we know how many trips per day are typically taken over that road? Where do the trips go? Are they commercial? Are they residential? Are they to the hospital, et cetera? So I think it's way too early for the council to take any position. Again, don't have any written proposal, don't have any written documentation on the cons, don't have any quantification on the pros. So it would be my recommendation for the council to rescind the vote from the prior meeting, start fresh, collect all of that data, and to the extent that it can be shared with the public, I understand it cannot all be shared, but some amount of it can be shared, including who the author of the risk study would be. At least that could be shared with the public. And once we have that, then let people comment on it, and then let the chips fall where they may.
I agree wholeheartedly with that very last comment, especially. And I appreciate it. I would say that I'm certainly open. I think some sort of communication is warranted on this from the township to the county, to the authority.
Right. Not just in the township, but if there's a proposal by the water authority to close it, they ought to be giving us something. What exactly does the proposal look like? What are the details?
Right.
You know, they're still going to plow the road, emergency vehicles, what is the time? All of that stuff ought to be spelled out before people have an opportunity to comment.
Given that, and I'm going to hold your time for a second because I want to ask you a question, and you have about a minute left. So this is my question to you and to the general audience and then also to the council. Given that we did not feel, and I still don't feel, that we took a formal position in favor or opposition, but generally acknowledging that there are different considerations that need to be taken into account, and given that the letter has not yet been sent, my suggestion would be that we amend the letter, which hasn't been fully written anyway, to include that the township governing body be given a chance to make a formal, to weigh in formally on the proposal once it's provided, and that we obtain certain information, including a written proposal, that formal request, and that we stipulate in the letter, which I feel that we didn't take a formal position, yes or no, but that we stipulate in the letter that we're not supporting, we're not opposing, but we need more information before we provide that sort of.
I agree. Let's get all the facts in writing first, then people can review it and comment intelligently.
Does that jive with where we were at?
I have to say, I don't like how this was laid out. It's my understanding that they want our blessing, Lebanon Borough and Clinton Township.
Correct.
So we're going to give them.
I'm sorry.
So they come to us, they want our blessing in Lebanon Boroughs, and then they're going to go to the county and have their engineer review it.
They're going to they'll have to have a formal request to the county.
Okay.
And they'll have to have a public meeting at some point.
So here's my frustration. Here's my frustration on the water authority and how they handle this. If they're going to go to the county and get the engineers and do all these proposals, shouldn't they be first and then they present us with all the documentation?
I think that's what Mr. McCaffrey was getting at.
Okay, but I mean, I'm just saying for the record, I don't like how this was presented. I think it was backwards.
Yeah.
And it put Clinton Township and Lebanon Borough in a really bad spot.
Water authority needs board authority.
Thank you. Is that my time?
If you have more, I had paused it because we were having.
I said enough.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, next. And just give me one moment.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Robert Quinlan. I live at 343 Mountain Road, Lebanon, which is actually Reddington Township. I'm not a Clinton resident. I live in Reddington, just over the border, on the other side of the lake. Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the council, for letting me speak tonight. Ask you to stop the clock for 1 minute because I have an unrelated quick comment to make.
Sure.
A few nights ago, I happened to be a bystander at a crime scene here in Clinton Township. And I want to say that your police department did an outstanding job processing that crime scene. The sergeant was here a little while ago, that I think it was at the crime scene. Prosecutor's office was there, but you can be proud of your police department.
Yeah.
They did a very professional job.
And that was quite an incident. So.
And I say that from some experience. I have about 35 years in law enforcement. I'm a retired police chief. I have experience in the private security sector as well. So that will segue into my comments about 629. And Councilwoman Switlick, I will take responsibility for some of those social media posts. That's fortunately or unfortunately, that is the way of communications quite often these days. Of residents between townships, other places, people, family, everywhere.
And I'm gonna pause your clock for a second too, and I'll just apologize because it has been crazy. And in all candor, I probably should have posted that on social media that we were going to have this item on the agenda back in June, just to socialize it a little bit more.
Mr. Mayor, I think it's fair to say that you probably, if you had one or two residents here, you probably didn't get enough public input. I think it's fair to say you're going to get some public input tonight.
Which is great.
I had several pages of written remarks. I don't want to take up more than my allotted time, so maybe I'll just put those in writing and mail them to you, the members of the council. But first, I just want to say I don't think closing that road, security is a concern. First of all, I think you do yourself a disservice and everybody in this room a disservice by taking it upon yourself, by you taking the blame for this super sensitive information. New Jersey Water Authority is not a law enforcement agency. If there is any kind of a threat to that structure, to the reservoir, that threat may or may not be credible, and I certainly wouldn't expect any law enforcement agency to share information about it if there is an ongoing investigation. However, it would be up to a law enforcement agency to make some kind of a public statement or remark about it. Whether it's federal or state law enforcement, New Jersey Water Authority shouldn't be asking you, the county, or anyone else to keep any super sensitive information to yourself. It's a disservice to you, sir. Speaking of law enforcement, there's at least five police departments that regularly patrol that road and transit through it. It's not only Clinton Township Police. You've got state police, state park rangers. I've seen county sheriff's department patrolling through it. I don't think it's their primary responsibility, but they've passed through that road. Also, the New Jersey Transit Police. But there are a number of law enforcement agencies that use that road, as well as citizens. For me, it's a scenic beauty, that road, that I've loved for over 40 years. An incident comes to mind about 10 years ago. I was driving by, and I saw a couple of boaters in trouble out there. Had I not been on that roadway, I don't think a call would have gotten through to law enforcement. The rangers were out there real quick to help them out. But there's so many reasons to keep that road open. I haven't heard a single reason, valid reason, to close it. I'm not saying you're fabricating that information, sir. I believe you. But that Water Authority is not law enforcement. If they have some kind of law enforcement information, law enforcement agencies should be the ones announcing it. Again, not the information, because it could compromise an investigation. But they should, at the very minimum, make some kind of a public announcement about a pending investigation.
Okay, thank you.
I have a lot more to say, but I'll send it to you.
Send it, please.
Absolutely. Send it to you in writing.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Next, there's a gentleman seated. I think I saw his hand up earlier. And then I'll take the gentleman standing.
My name is Eric Petrie. I live in Clinton Township.
Can you
Clinton Township for the last 50 years.
Address, please.
56 Meadowview Drive.
What is it?
56 Meadowview Drive.
Okay. Do you need him to spell it or his last name, or are you good?
No, I'm good.
All right.
Well, I went to the first meeting, which was about 3 years ago, saying that the Round Valley Association or the Water Association had not completed what they have done or supposed to do in the last 5-10 years. I'm not sure exactly how long. And they were going to do that because things weren't happening when they should have done. And they said they got to, you know, pump cement into it and do all kinds of things to keep it strong and sturdy. And nobody here knows anything about that. Nothing to do with the roads and what have you, the view they're going to have. It's just like what they're obligated to do
yeah.
as far as what's going on, because they have let it go for the last 5-6 years.
I think longer than that, but yeah.
Well, it's been 10 years or more. So, and even started back in the 60s when they wanted water to come from into Newark and what have you. And so they engineered the shit out of it. Excuse my French. But they engineered it out of it, and they didn't do a good job at it. And I knew guys that had dumped water or stones into the dam. They tried to keep it shut up so it would stop. But anyway, what I'm getting at is the fact that Round Valley Association, or the Water Association, has been procrastinating in what they should have done 10 years ago. And whether the road's going to be closed or because the weather's not going to be closed, I agree the road is should be open, but it's just something that should happen. They should have done this years and years ago, and the reservoir wouldn't be fine.
Okay.
I fished there for the last, since 2 years after it opened. I'm a big fisherman. I fished there a lot of times and didn't catch much, but I did. But the dam needs to be reinforced, and that's what we have neglected doing. It should have been done 20, 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about. They need to get that and get it done. Where they're going to close the road, you know, and because of this situation, it could be one thing. Maybe they close the road because it's not a good thing because they didn't build the dam in the right way to begin with, and which is probably a good thing. That's the deepest dam water there is, 80 feet deep.
I think I can safely say that's not the reason.
385 feet. Well, the average depth is 80 feet.
So, okay.
Okay.
All right. Anything else?
So we should have done it 10 years ago.
Thank you. Yep. Sir in the back standing, and then the lady in front next.
My name is Robert McInerney, 293 Sand Mountain Road. Good luck spelling that last name.
I'm Irish, I got it.
All right, to start off, it seems like history is repeating itself, because if anybody's been to the viewing or seen the video of the town that disappeared overnight, there was deception, disinformation, a lot of politics, and a lot of people went to jail over it. Okay? It was supposed to supply Newark. It never did. The saying supplies millions of communities of people with water. It doesn't. Okay? As far as the credible threat, I've been in law enforcement for 25 years. Okay? I'm retired. Thank God. If there were a credible threat, that reservoir, the whole place would be closed. They're not just talking about closing a little turn. If there were a credible threat, they'd close the whole place. This is pure fear-mongering. Okay? I don't know who the fear-mongering's coming from. You, the county, half these yahoos at the Water Authority probably have never even been here. Okay? So for them to come out and say, oh, there's a credible threat, Homeland Security. Is Putin involved in this? Are the Russians coming? I don't know. Or we're going to blame it on Trump. Whoever. Okay? But it's pure speculation. Okay? And the council people have to remember, you work for the people. Okay? You work for the people. So in drafting a letter, you might want some input from the people. And you're going to get it. There's no question. I'm telling you right now, you're going to get it. The input. Okay? The road's been closed for 3 years. Okay? The other thing about secrets, you have to sign a non-disclosure agreement to even work there. My friend was approached. He owns an excavating company. He was approached to do some secret road, but he wasn't allowed to talk about it. You have to sign, other people I know, well, you have to sign a non-disclosure agreement in order to do the work there. What the hell are they doing? Are they putting missiles in there? Is it a missile site now? I don't know. But there's something fishy going on at Round Valley. That's all I have. You know? It's very fishy. You guys might not even know the whole story. But this Homeland Security credible threat BS, it's not going to fly. Okay? Thank you very much.
We're having a lady first.
Was I next?
Yes, you are. Yep, yep, yep.
Hi, I'm Karen Geary. I live on 34 Old Mountain Road. I just wanted to throw out some questions maybe to change the perspective, so I think we all know why we're here. But instead of just talking about the road is unsafe, the road is a threat, we're just going to close it, what are the opportunities to actually say what needs to be done so that it can be reopened? So I would love to propose, whoever that needs to come from, I'm happy to get involved in any way that I can, to try to say, if this is the problem, what can we do to fix it? I mean, I think we all know there are wonderful places in this country that maybe have been part of a homeland security threat. Measures have been taken to make it secure. Well, if that's the case, what needs to be done to make it secure? So I'm just all about finding solutions rather than just saying, whatever the reason is, let's close the road. Well, what, I mean, it's not only does it have obviously access issues for drivers. It's a beautiful location. I think it's something that should be preserved as part of the county, as part of the state. So instead of just saying, well, we can't maintain it, let's close it, what can we do? I mean, there has to be questions, there has to be ideas, there have to be solutions to say, let's make it safe. If it's a threat, what can we do to secure it? If we have to change the structure of it, what can we do to make it accessible? So I just want to throw out proposals of questions and come up with some viable solutions. So that's all that I would ask.
Yep.
And however that needs to be done, if we can do that on a local level, that's great. If that's at a higher level.
That's at the county level, probably,
yes.
In conjunction with the Water Supply Authority.
Okay.
Ultimately, it's a county road.
Yeah, so that would be my only request. So in addition to them just saying, you know, here's the problem,
yep.
We have to close the road, well, or permanently close the road. Well, here's the problem, but these are maybe some potential solutions. These would be the associated costs, because I think that it just shouldn't be a discussion of it's easy to close it. But yes, I mean, what would be the costs involved? And then obviously there would be an economic decision that would have to be made, whether those actions could take place to then keep the road open.
Okay.
So I would just ask that those things could be considered and proposed.
Absolutely. And the other thing that I can suggest and certainly do is, once we have the audio up from this meeting, I'll take the link and I'll send it down to the county so that they have it in advance of the formal request.
Great.
And where they have to consider it, and it's something that the engineer can listen to everybody's comments.
Okay, terrific. Thank you.
Okay. All right, gentleman over here on the left first.
I'll go next.
I am Dwight Irving, 11 Old Mountain Road. One of the reasons why I moved to Clinton Township about 24, about that many years ago was because of the view from that road of the reservoir as we were driving along it. It was a significant factor. I mean, everything else was nice about the area, but that really was also a trigger point. So I want that road to be opened. I also have a technical background in analytical systems analysis in several different areas. I'm not a civil engineer. I don't have much expertise in that area, if any. I'm not an explosives expert. I don't know anything about that. But I can read papers and I can do the modeling. And I'm a skeptic that there really is a security threat there. Damaging that part of the dike seems to be on the edge of feasibility for a normal explosive a truckload of a TNT, let's say. I've looked at the depth maps of the area. The deepest it goes in that area is 40 feet. That's when the reservoir is full. Right now it's down 20 feet from that, so it would be 20 foot from there. And that's 30 feet from the road at the moment. The amount of explosives that would be needed in order to create a crater that deep, that far away from the road, is extraordinary. It's huge. So it's on the edge of feasibility. I've also created a 3D model of the terrain outside of it using a topographic map. And I can see where the water would flow and so on. And, you know, there might be some risk to some residents if it were majorly breached, but it's not a huge risk. So I'm a skeptic overall. I'd like to see that somebody else with the knowledge in those particular spaces has done the analysis that at least as much as I've done and can correct me where I screwed up.
I agree.
Yeah. I also want to see that somebody has looked at the value of that target. It seems outlandish that somebody would go to that amount of effort and expense to target that particular place. I think there's a lot of better areas that are nearby. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Yep. I believe there was a gentleman who was delayed.
Hi. Matt Bruno. I live on 76 Old Mountain Road, Clinton Township. I think I have a perspective. I'm not going to get a lot of claps, I don't think. But I've been a resident for 5 years, and I've ridden Old Mountain Road and 629 on my bike for a decade before moving there. And it's a wonderful area. However, it's that road, Old Mountain Road, is not that safe for kids. It's not that safe for pedestrians. Since that road has been closed, and I think, and I know some people on the road would agree with me, traffic has decreased significantly. Every morning and every evening, there will be commuters flying down the road, trying to cut through, get on 629 and go down 31. On the weekend, out-of-towners will be blowing down the street that 40 miles an hour when I'm trying to, stroll my kid in a stroller. So I think there's a lot of value added from closing the road and converting it into a dedicated pedestrian walkway. It would be, a huge selling point to future residents who, I don't know, people like me who have small kids and want a safe street to walk their kids down the street.
Let them speak, please.
So, I just think there's some upsides to converting it into a dedicated pedestrian walkway that maybe people aren't considering. That's it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, I got one.
All right, lady in the back, and then the gentleman in front and after. We'll go for the lead. Up. However you want to do.
My name is Jerry Boylan, 28 Old Mountain Road. For the past 30 years, I've been with Garden State Under Water Recovery Unit. I've dove every part of that dam, every part of that reservoir. And like my neighbor said, over there it's not that deep. So the pressure is not that big on that wall. You see a sea of water. But really over in that area, the pressure isn't that heavy on that wall. I think you better find out from engineers, what some if they damage that road by going over it with those big trucks carrying the dirt in, they may be trying to cover that up. They may have found something structurally unsound on that road, and they're trying to cover it up. Just a thought. And I sit out on my front porch every day on Old Mount Road and enjoy the watching the traffic go by. I have not seen a decrease or an increase in traffic either way, with the road there, with the road gone. And as far as getting out, it does take another mile and 7/10 extra on my trip each way to go around. So it really is an inconvenience mileage-wise and time-wise. Because if you get stuck on 78, if you got that blocked off, you can't get around to that reservoir road to get down to Flemington. You have to go the other way around. So,
There's no doubt in my mind other inconvenience. Without a doubt.
It just somebody sounds like they're trying to cover something up. But
I certainly hope, and I think we can tailor the letter to encourage more information to be shared. Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir. Ma'am, I think you... Oh, perfect. Sir?
Joe Katzenberger, 8 Old Mountain Road. As I said in a letter to you and the councilman, I've been here for 44 years. We've enjoyed that road all of those 44 years. And if there's a threat to the dike, I guess my question is there also a threat to the dam? Because I'm very close to the dam, not to the dike. So if they're going to close the dike, why wouldn't they close the whole system? Because if there's that much damage, and second of all, they spent I don't know how many millions or billions of dollars refurbishing this whole area.
Mm-hmm.
What are they spending the money on if it's not a structurally safe system? And as other people said, the threat, terrorist threat or whatever, they could still have a terrorist threat using the boat ramp, haul stuff in. There's nothing to prevent them from doing something to that dike. So to me, as someone else also said, this is a cover for something else. I don't know what they're after, but I think you, as a council, should not be carrying the water for the New Jersey Water Authority. They should be coming here, telling us what they want to do, why they want to do it, before you send a letter anywhere. And if they've got information that they should share with us, then have them here. Let them present what they want to do, not you. You were wrong to even consider writing this letter, to be honest with you.
453 County Road, 579 Union Township, Wilford Millen address. My family's been in this area since 35. My grandparents were 38 Old Mountain Road. Now my father's living there. He's 93 years old. And the other day, he had to go to the hospital. He couldn't get out of bed or anything, so we had to call the ambulance. So I follow the ambulance, and sure enough, goes to Cherry Street, goes down, goes to Route 22, goes all the way out to the jug handle, and then takes 629 down to Hunter and Central Medical. So obviously, if it had been a critical situation, if he had a heart attack or something, he would be dead by the time he got to the medical center. But fortunately, he's recovering. And the other thing is, when they first... So I've been in this... I usually came to this area on weekends, and I permanently moved here in 83. And on the... back then, I guess in the 70s, before they built the reservoir, it was, Plutonic Town. And then they built the reservoir... And there was a lot of complaints about the traffic on Cherry Street. So then they built the bypass, the 629 bypass, and then the traffic seemed to go down. And, that's when we really started to enjoy this little scenic route. But now they took it away. And it's kind of like, I think we've got the worst part of the bargain here. And the other thing is that, I will probably be on Old Mountain Road, hopefully, depending on how long my father lives, eventually I will be on Old Mountain Road. And I still want it to be the nice scenic place that I remember. And the one problem I have seen is that the Old Mountain Road is isolated from, especially from Flemington, If you want to do business in Flemington, it's either take Old Mountain Road down to 523, or you have to go down Cherry Street, and then if you try to go into Clinton, you have to basically go past the old Miller's Tavern and pick up 31, or there's a 614 where you have to go down, and you have to make a U-turn to get onto 31, so it's a real pain. So basically, Lebanon and Old Mountain Road, I know.
No, keep going.
So basically, it's being isolated. There was a nice little business there on the end of Cherry Street where guys hold bait, And, of course, that went under because there's no way he's doing business now. Nobody's going to exit 78 and then go into the middle of Lebanon to buy bait and then run back out again onto the 629 bypass to go fishing. So, Now, the thing is, I did, I don't have a degree in civil engineering, the other fellow here, systems analyst, and I was, I was wondering what the hell is going on here. Why is this thing taking so long, right? So, Wikipedia, right? That's the god of everything. So I'm on Wikipedia, and I'm looking at it, and it looks like they're basically building a French train. They're gonna dig a trough in the dam, fill it up with gravel, and then drain it. And that's a really cool idea. But as anybody who knows who's has a house with a wet basement. This is something you do when you build your house. This should have been done 50 years ago when they built the dam, not do it retroactively, I personally think it's leaking, and they're trying to cover it up.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Geiger?
Peter Geiger, 75 Old Mountain Road. I'm also vice chair on the sewer authority. I just wanted to voice my frustration with the process. I know you guys have been asked to carry a lot of water here, no pun intended. And I think it's unfair that the burden be placed on you, but I do feel that you voted too early on this. There's a lot more information that could have been gathered. And I do echo some of the other information that the other residents are giving. It's a scenic vista. That's where I went when I was buying my house here 22 years ago. The previous owner was smart enough to take me up there. And then after that, we bought that house. And then when I have visitors come over, that's the first place we go. I fish up there all the time. I was fishing up there on September 12th, 2001.
after the worst terrorist attack that we've had, they didn't close the reservoir the next day. They haven't closed the reservoir from that day forward. If there's been a threat to that reservoir, then how come it's been open for the last 22 years? The road's never been. And there's been no consideration to closing it. Like I said, I fish up there all the time. I also drive past that gate all the time. There's no security at that gate right now. There's a guy standing there, whatever his name is. And the only thing that's going to separate, if they close the road, the only thing that's going to keep a truck from going down there is a set of bolt cutters. Because that's all that it's going to take. So I don't think that mitigating the risk, I don't think you're mitigating the risk by closing the road. And when Brian said he's going to send this tape down to the Water Supply Authority, I just want to get on the record.
Yep.
Say, I don't really, the government has some credibility issues. I read all the stories about Round Valley. Very interesting, very intriguing. There's been underworld. There's been a lot of people that have been, that have lost their lives up there. Mm-hmm. But I think that when it comes down to it, there's some information that's available or out there that people know that's not being shared with us. And when it comes to the dam project, the project updates that come from there, I've been in project management for a long time, but they never give you an end date on that project. And you go call the lady on the other side of that road, on the other side of that line, and you ask her, and she says, oh, let me get back to my superiors, and I'll let you know. And then she sends us pictures about how nice the trucks look, all lined up in a row, but you still can't get information about when the project's going to be over. So when I got this information, I'm waiting, oh, look, they are all lined up in a row. Maybe they'll open the road soon. But no, then I get this information back from you guys, hey, we're going to permanently close it. So I think some of the other residents have said, I think we're premature in doing this. I feel like you guys have been put in a real, real bad situation here, and I don't think you should have been. But I think you got to push back on both the county and the water supply.
Yeah. And again, it's early in the process, mm-hmm. So there's certainly time for these kinds of comments to be considered by the county and by the water authority. And also, I think in the course of things, I don't believe the road was at a point yet to be reopened. I don't know exactly when that would be. So we have a little bit of, we have some time.
Okay.
And I'm glad that I couldn't address those comments, but I'll send them to the Water Authority and they'll have them on audio so they can help.
Thank you.
Come on up, Joe.
Again, Joe Schultz, 60 Old Mountain Road. I think security issues on the dam, and safety, whether I need a fire department to come up my driveway for whatever reason, a rescue vehicle to make that extra trip. It's a life-saving thing for people who live on Old Mountain Road. The other thing is that when it was September 11th and they did close Round Valley, they found out that they should have left Round Valley open because the amount of traffic that's going over the dam that are going into Round Valley, all these citizens here, if we were to see anything, police officers, Clinton Township, state police, all the sheriff's departments that travel that road, the park security that are on that road all the time, they would definitely be the eyes that would report anything suspicious going on, whether it was a tanker truck going to dump chemicals into the reservoir, somebody going to blow up the dam. Well, there's so much traffic. Right now, there's no traffic, and there is nobody at a gate to maintain it from, 7 o'clock at night to 7 o'clock in the morning. There's 12 hours that nobody's traveling that road to watch it. And so I think really closing it for security reasons, what we as a resident and not in security, I think it would be a failure.
Okay.
So.
I thought we were having more comment. Anybody else would like to come down and say something? In the middle and then on the end.
How you doing? My name is Brian Dunnington. I'm 16 Old Mountain Road.
First, thanks for everybody coming out tonight. This is a pretty important issue. Shutting down a road that so many people use is wrong. Like you said, it's very early in the process. So now is the time to not be ambiguous about anything that we want or anything that we expect the state or what our authority to do. So what I would propose, am I allowed to make a motion? Anybody know?
No, you can't make a motion, but you can propose.
Can't make a motion?
You're welcome to propose whatever you'd like.
I was going to make a motion. All right. Well, I'm going to propose this then. Let's strike the letter that you are drafting right now, and let's go with this letter. Dear Water Authority, no. Sincerely, Clinton Township. What this does, I know this isn't a negotiation because closing one of our roads is not a negotiation. It's non-negotiable. So let the Water Authority, like so many of my townspeople said, let them justify it. Give them a shot. They're like we learned earlier tonight. They're not any kind of police authority, anything like that. They're the Water Authority. I don't care. Check the water, make sure it's healthy. That's fantastic. But don't tell us we got to shut a road down for some trumped-up charge about security issue because it's not true. I think we've all demonstrated through the various expertise in this room, which, by the way, I'm very impressed with. I had no idea. I had no idea we had such experts in this room. That's outstanding. Please call these people and have them do survey. A 3D model? That's sick. That's unbelievable. Right? It's incredible. I mean, it's thousands and thousands of dollars. You get it for free. But don't let, last thing I'm going to say, don't let government bureaucracy take one more thing from the citizens. Please don't do that. Hold strong. Send a letter. A simple no on your letterhead speaks volumes. That's it. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Come on up, sir.
David Condon, 19 Old Mountain Road. So just two quick points. One thing I found was interesting was, granted, it's not an earthen dam, but you're still allowed to drive over the Hoover Dam. So that was just interesting, I thought. So the second thing, obviously we know that it's a distance thing, and I can tell you it's also a timing thing. And while minutes might not seem to matter, almost 7 years ago, my father aspirated in the front seat of my car, and I drove like a bat out of hell to the ER, and the one question that countless doctors asked me was, how long was he unconscious? Because minutes matter. And they were able to revive him. He subsequently did pass away a week later. So it matters. You know, and granted, you know, that's the issue. But I guess we'd have to ask ourselves, what's more likely? A tragedy like that or some potential unknown? I think, you know, we know what the answer is. Thank you.
Thank you. I thought there was somebody in the back.
Yep.
Hi, my name is Jerry Dumont. I live at 12 Old Mountain Road, and I've been here for 36 years. Most of my concerns have been raised by other people, but there's a couple other ones. I think that the water supply has been lying to us for a couple of years now. When did they say that road was going to open in the beginning? It was a December date. So I just think they're lying again. I think that somebody mentioned that maybe the road was damaged. That's exactly what I figured when I heard this crap.
And I'll just to clarify, I'll pause the timer for a second here. Oh, I didn't mean to do that. The road is maintained by the county. And the county has not made this request. So this request is coming.
I understand that.
Yeah.
I didn't think I mentioned the county.
No, but I mean the road. You mentioned the road was damaged. I just wanted to clarify it's county road.
Well, county would this be, way they don't have to pay their contractor or themselves to repair a road that they damaged.
Right.
Okay. I don't know this, but it's a guess.
Yeah.
Next question. When are they going to close the road by the South Dam now? Is that a date that has been given?
So you're talking about 629?
They're going to close another piece of 629, evidently.
I've not heard of that.
In the original plans, when they were done with the North Dam, they're going to move to the South Dam.
They are moving to the South Dam, but I don't believe they need to close the road. Not that I'm aware of. I've not been made aware of that.
Okay, maybe I'm mistaken. I thought years ago when they first started this project, that was on the list. Of course, they're not updating anything on the project on the website.
They'll have this, but we'll make sure they know that.
So April a year ago is the last update? Was this April? Okay.
All right. Okay. Go ahead.
Other thing is, someone mentioned about less traffic now that the road is closed. I don't see that. I live right there on Old Mountain Road. What I do notice now is there's more traffic from a cheese factory.
I did recently hear that from a few people. Yes.
Tanker trucks.
Yes.
Which shouldn't be on our residential road. Lebanon collects taxes from the cheese company. Lebanon don't want them on their residential roads, but they send them up to Clinton Township.
I don't know that that's the case, but I understand at least one of the residents who reached out suggested that it was during pool filling season, and that's the way that they're going out. So I'm just, again, this is within the last couple of weeks is the first I've heard of that.
They've traveled it for years, but not in the amount of that they're traveling.
Oh, yeah, I definitely heard that it's been increased in the last few years, for sure.
And again, you people were put in a bad place. It's ultimately a county decision, but I guess they want to hear from you. And I think you should say it's affecting our constituents.
Sure.
We have no final say in the matter, but we have a lot of concern from our residents.
Sure. Yep.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Hi.
Who else? Anybody?
May I share a date? I know I spoke already. Just a date.
Just come up to the microphone, identify yourself.
Very brief. I'm from Lone McLean.
You may share.
Now, Clinton Township, 37 years here. August 1st. That is the next meeting of the New Jersey Water Authority Board meeting. I repeat, August 1st. Mark Brooks, executive director, he's the one who's proposing the closure of 629. He needs board approval, and so that's the next meeting. That's all I'd like to say.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
And it will be right here on 31. If you Google it.
It's up by Jake and Riley's.
Yeah, Jake and Riley.
On the left, going north.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Is it a
public meeting?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it should be.
It's just a regular meeting, 14, right there.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, Riley and Jake. So.
Yeah, I knew what you meant. I knew what you meant.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
I don't frequent. So.
Any other comments? Anybody else want to come down? Come on up, sir.
Raymond D. Giovanni, 82 Old Mountain Road. DIGIOVANNI. I just want to be a person on record as a resident of Old Mountain Road that I feel strongly the way the majority of people here seem to feel about the closing of Cherry Street, and I oppose it as well. There's a lot of reasons that people have, and they're really all valid. Most are emotional, a lot are practical, but I think the takeaway from this meeting tonight with you folks is that you get a sense that the majority of people from that area are against the closure of the road, whatever the particular reasons they have or their suspicions, whatever they might be. So, I join them. I'm one of them with that same perspective, and I just wanted to add my voice to that.
Okay. Thank you very much.
just a question for you.
Sure, just come up to the mic so we can make sure it gets picked up on the audio.
Does Homeland Security know anything about this, or are you involved with Homeland Security?
I'm not involved directly with any other agencies, but I do think that the authority has some information that I think they should share on where some of this is coming from. But I'll leave it at that.
But Homeland Security is involved with these people that you are?
I'm not going to comment, and that's really a good question for the authority.
Would they have a say in closing that road?
That I don't know. I don't know if they would have a say. That I don't know. Would you just, do you have his name?
Who?
The gentleman's speaking.
Yeah, he spoke before.
Yes, I do.
You have it?
Mark Rashidi.
Yep.
Okay. No, thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Anybody else?
Hi. I'm Anthony Fania. I live at 7 Old Mountain Road. To be honest with you, I've never been to one of these before, so I spoke prematurely, I guess. But is there a danger that we should be worried about right now? Is like, is all Cherry Street going to be flooded all the way out to Cokesbury Road in the next couple minutes? I mean, if that was going to happen, I'm sure somebody would have told us, right?
At the current moment,
are we in danger? Like, is it going to, is it going to go all over the place and come down the street?
At the current moment, no.
I don't believe that. That's all I have. I mean, I'm sure somebody would have told us. I mean, you got to get out. The water's coming. Now I'll have to sell my house.
All right.
Can I make one quick observation?
Very briefly, yes.
How fast?
Please come up to the microphone so we can pick it up.
I'm sorry.
And restate your name.
I've already run my mouth tonight. I just want to emphasize one thing to members of the council and people here. We hear references to that roadway as the county road. The water authority's road, whoever's road it is, that's our roadway. That's my point. That's our roadway. Taxpayers hunted in say, New Jersey pay for the construction of that, the maintenance, the repairs, everything. So we shouldn't think of it as a county roadway. Let's keep in mind that's our roadway. Thank you very much,
sir. Yeah. Any other comments? Come on down.
Sharon Coe, 80 Old Mountain Road. I have a lot of things that have been mentioned. Most of them have been covered by other people. Him talking about the road just recently. I looked into County Route 629, and it's classified as a minor connector road that connects local roads to developed areas within a reasonable distance. Mm-hmm. Prior to the construction of the reservoir in 1960, Cherry Street connected directly to Valley Crest Road. After they built the reservoir, 629 was built to provide that access. Taking it away is no longer providing that access. And it hasn't been, they haven't vetted the implications of closing, of the road closure. There's been, did they provide you with any kind of a community impact assessment? Did they look at fire and emergency services, routes for busing for the high school, those kind of things that would definitely be impacted.
Right.
Because I know my kids went to the high school and we drove over that reservoir and their buses came over that reservoir. So, I mean, it's going to impact a lot of things. There's a lot of other resources that would be impacted by closing as well. There's the single lane railroad trestle. That's a single lane. And if you're going to make this a permanent closure, you need to evaluate whether a single lane railroad trestle is an adequate way to facilitate traffic. The other alternative is to go down Old Mountain Road to Railroad, and then you make a right. This is in order to get south. Anything to get south, which is what the closure of the road is going to impact. You have to go over the
bridge
on Mountain Road. And that is a single lane, limited sight distance bridge.
Yeah.
That will be impacted because that's an alternative route to taking the route south. That's how my Google Maps takes me every morning when I commute down to Ewing, New Jersey.
I'll pause it and I'll mention that bridge is I've never seen anything like it.
Honk your horn and take a deep breath and hope for the best.
To back up to the the public safety and emergency vehicles, that was one of the reasons and one of the things we discussed at the last meeting was to make sure that whatever they do, they need to ensure that an apparatus such as an aerial ladder truck can get down to Old Mountain Road.
Yeah.
So that was the kind of conversation we had last meeting. At least that was the intent. So.
But, like, no, those are all things that should be looked at in advance of even considering closure of a road. There's the at-grade railroad crossing off of Mountain Road. If it's going to be more of a permanent access way, people taking Old Mountain Road, maybe there should be, you know, something different there. These are all things that need to be considered. Let me see what else I wanted to mention. I mean, I've used that road. I've lived here for 23 years. I mean, I've taken my kids to the ER. I've taken my husband to the ER. I commute to work every morning. You know, it's nice to go over there. It's a good way to start your day with the sunrise coming up. But now I have to do these circuitous routes all over the place or wait at traffic lights and add time to my commute. It's a scenic road, and it's enjoyed by a lot of people. And to close it would be a real shame.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Do I have a few more minutes?
No, that's it.
That's it.
But I'll let you finish up your point if you want, and then anything else that you have, feel free to email us.
Yeah. All right. That's fine. That's Thank you.
Any others in the audience? I was going to say, there are a lot of people in the audience. Come on forward.
Come on, Lana.
Lana Brennan, 21 Fawn Drive, is actually completely unrelated. However, as someone who does not live on Old Mountain Road and actually lives almost towards Flemington, I do appreciate that road very much. I did have something I wanted to make a comment on, and I probably should have made it earlier, was the resolution for the grant and those. I love that, and I'm excited about it. I do want you to take into account that the high school is going to be doing major construction on the Polytech building.
Oh, yes, for sure.
And I just don't want to have it pretty and then get it all ruined.
And what's actually nice is I think it's been torn up pretty good by the affordable housing project that's going in. And as far as I understand, all the utility connections that will be required are probably already on site. The sewer pump station's right there, so they shouldn't have to tie in to anything in the road for sewer. And I would think water's okay. So,
we'll
for sure.
I like to see you've done right.
We'll definitely make sure it works.
Thank you.
Any others? Okay. We'll close the public comment session. And then I suggest that we alter our letter and incorporate some of these comments and particularly state that we're not going to take a formal position, specifically state that we're not going to take a formal position until additional information is provided.
Yes.
And I think we have a good sense of what some of that additional information is, and obviously additional opportunities for the public to weigh in and to hear it, which, again, we're early in the process, so they'll be coming if it moves forward anyway.
Can I ask you a question? Sorry. I'm Andrew Rappaport, and I also live at 7 Old Mountain Road. And I can tell you that the reason why we had two people here last week is because, I can speak for most of us, none of us knew that this was going to be on the agenda. Mm-hmm. So I ask that when you do hold another meeting to discuss this, that it be widely publicized.
Sure.
Because, I don't know if I can speak for everyone, I had no idea. Yep. But I know there were even more than two people in this room.
That's fair.
So I appreciate that.
Yep.
Let's confirm, Ryan. The letter is going to the authority or to the three holders? Or the
I would holders? Send it to both.
All right, yeah. I think so. What we're saying is, thank you very much. We don't know enough now to take a position.
Well, I mean, I think that's pretty much what we said the last time, too.
Right.
Because there's an inconvenience aspect to it, there's a public impact aspect to it, and then there's a safety aspect to it. And in order for us to take a formal position, everybody needs more information.
Yeah. Because
again, I'll reiterate, what's frustrating is, again, they're going to go to the county. So let's just say Lebanon Borough and Clinton Township went and said, we fully support you closing the road. Then they go to the county, and the county said it's everything's fine. So they just really put everyone in an uncomfortable situation here.
Yeah.
So I'm, very aggravated about it. So if they're going to go to the county, have the county give us the information, the engineer, and everything else that they're going to go through. to make their decision and then come to us. So something like that has to be said in the letter.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Because it just was handled really poorly.
Yeah.
Well, my understanding was the county would have wanted a resolution from us in the end before they make a decision, right? Or is this a
letter?
I can actually read with you.
The
way it's supposed to be done.
Hold on, please. Hold on. Come on down and speak and address.
Okay, what's your last name? Throckmorton. Throckmorton. So according to official documents, under the New Jersey Open Public Records Act, the county engineer requires from the water authority a formal proposal for the closing, right, a formal resolution of support from Clinton Township and Lebanon Borough, and then, most important in my eyes, that the public have an opportunity to comment on the matter prior to any formal proposal made to the county to minimize potential for complaints in the future if the closure becomes permanent.
Yeah, and that would be the county. Is that from the county to the authority? Where is that from?
From the county engineer.
All right, I have not seen that. So if you can provide a copy of that.
Sure, I mean, it's public record, so sure.
Well, I'd have to ask for it, but yeah.
I mean, it's obtained from Clinton Township under the New Jersey Open Public Records Act. The county engineer requires the water authority a formal proposal for the closing, a formal resolution of support from Clinton Township and Lebanon Borough, and the public to hear it and have an opportunity for the public to weigh in.
Okay. So you were saying?
Well, I mean, I think we're to the point that in my mind, we're nowhere near any sort of resolution because they haven't given us a proposal to resolve on, in my view. So, I mean, we can write the letter. I'm just not sure what the letter accomplishes at this point.
I think it just accomplishes putting
a marker saying we want more information.
Correct.
All right, that's fair.
Correct.
Because we do.
And that the public needs more information.
Yes.
And frankly, when it gets to the county, if the county is going to put it on their agenda to make a decision, they're going to want it because they'll have a room full of people.
I'm sure of that, yeah. I mean, and the water authority.
The elected officials would know as well.
The water authority needs to be there.
Yes.
I mean, and realistically, the water authority is going to have a public hearing.
We'll reopen the public comment very briefly. Come on forward.
I just
I just need you to state your name for the record. And,
I'm Dorothy Moore. I live at 2 Kelly Court, Lebanon Borough. All I want to say is this same meeting is happening next Wednesday, July 20th at 7:30 at Lebanon Borough Hall. So I think it would be really helpful if everyone went because not that many people go. So that's it.
Okay.
That's the day after Hunter County has a meeting on July
19th.
Okay. Okay. I think we have a course of action. If everybody agrees, we don't need to take a vote or anything. We're good. We can do this unless anybody objects. I'll make those. And I'll tell you what else I'll do is I'll make sure that we post the letter on the website.
Good.
We can always, on our website, and we can always follow up with a subsequent letter if somebody, if we feel it was ill written. I can't circulate it amongst everybody, but we can work it out. All right. That's that. If you'd like to stay for reports, please listen. If you'd like to not stay for reports, please file out quietly so that we can do our reports. And thank you all for showing up.
Yeah.
The more the merrier.
Good.
Well, wait a minute.
Why don't we?
Yeah. Don't we wait a minute?
Yeah, at this point, it's all fair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want to just call for sure?
Yeah, we'll call for a 5-minute recess. I don't have to.
Okay, I'm off.
Just getting started. I've avoided it pretty well. All right, we're back. We're going to do reports. Councilman Glazer, go ahead.
Yeah, it should be quick. The planning board, there's a meeting scheduled, the normal meeting next Monday. I know on the item, one item on the agenda will be the continuation of the Hunter and Siding project we've discussed in the past, the one on Route 31, Monsignor Lot, build a building next door. I don't know what else is on the agenda for that. And it's just usually summer slower. The Sewage Authority met last Thursday for their regular monthly meeting. I think there's probably two items that call attention to council. They did receive a few capacity requests, and they told those applicants they could not be approved at this time due to pending litigation that might encumber the authority's available capacity. add that they do plan to submit the paperwork to the planning board for the North Hunter Pump Station capital review and request for site waiver imminently. So I don't know if that will come up next month. I guess they'll work with Denise on the timing of that. Their August meeting may be canceled, in which case they won't meet again until September. And that's all I have.
Okay. Very good. Councilwoman Switlick.
Environmental Commission met last Thursday. The next meeting is April 4th. We're waiting on the proofs for the environmental education signs at Wendy. We have the ANJAC and Exxon logos. The same order will have the informational signs for the furnace at Beaverbrook. Really? You can't hear me?
No, back there.
Sorry. So to save on shipping costs, so we're going to do the order together. So I'm just we're waiting for the proofs on that. And the main topic was the Green Fair and EV car show because everyone on the Environmental Commission was there the entire time. So we went over logistics. So the fair was last Saturday. Most of you were there. Mm-hmm. Thank you for coming. I thought it was a huge success.
Yeah.
And we'll do it every year now. Mario pulled the exhibitors and the attendees and for like a review of the event, and we got a 4 out of 5. A lot of them had suggestions of maybe putting us in front of the food truck so they had to walk through us. And I said, no, it's not going to happen. Next. but the EV show did attract a lot of people. And Mario sent me this. The New Jersey Electric Vehicle Association and the Delaware Valley Tesla Owners Club stated that it was one of the best events they had participated in. Okay, so our submission for the Green Team. We received our first round of feedback on the Sustainable New Jersey application. 4 actions were approved, which is a total of 45. As I mentioned before, we want 150 to be a bronze certification. The other 14 actions need to be addressed. Some are easy little fixes. Some are a little bit more work. Our next deadline is August 28th for our next round of feedback. We have an Environmental Defense Fund fellow from Sustainable New Jersey. Mario's been at the building to help us with energy-related actions.
He's got the COVID.
What?
He's got the COVID.
Oh.
Not Mario, though.
The fellow they gave us? Thanks. we are looking for another Green Team member or any more because one of ours resigned and had to move. Mm. So if you know anybody, it is, I'm not going to lie, it's a lot of work. So just so you know when you're going into it. Our next team meeting is July 19th, and our educational walks that are with the county, starting up in September, I have a whole layout of that. We'll post every month, maybe like a prior before the actual event, so people can sign up. And the first one will be at Windy Acres. Open space, we met on June 23rd. Next is July 28th. I met with Jim and the new DPW seasonal guy, Rich. I'm very, very happy with our hire. He's very competent. He understood. So the three of us went to Windy Acres, Prospect East, and Beaverbrook. Mike will be meeting him on this Friday, Springside, and Braze. Hackett's is already done. We've already gotten great emails from the volunteers over there saying it looks beautiful. I just wanted to make sure, especially with Windy and Beaverbrook, that he understood goldenrod looks like a weed right now, so don't chop it down or weed whack it. So that was like my big concern with the whole walk. We're still waiting for our forestry management plans. I think there was a miscommunication or something. I think we should have had them by now, so we're going to be following up with that. Les is working on making all our signs uniform on all the open space properties.
The trail's okay, I saw.
What was that?
The trail at Meridian's okay.
Yes, it actually looks pretty nice.
Yeah.
And I was just going to say, Les has been the go-to person between us and the people doing the construction over there. Invasive study has been submitted to the DEP for approval. It's time-sensitive. We need to start in the fall, so Alex is going to help me with getting the ball rolling on that. Disc golf, we have another work session this Saturday, if any of you would like to help. And my butterflies, migration patterns are disappointing. But we are, the community, we're looking at lantern flies and the impact of the milkweed. Apparently there are a lot of dead ones on milkweed, so we're hoping there's rumor that they're toxic to the
edge of a forest, because I need something to plant under the roses.
Plant milkweed. You never know. I see a lot of dead ones on our milkweed plants, so.
Good. All right. Council President Strauss.
Thank you, Mayor. First of all, I acknowledge our Clinton Township Board of Education president here tonight, and I enjoy a very great communication, and I want to thank her for that. Things to report, the administration is getting ready for the 2022-2023 school year. Building construction has begun, so it could be completed before the start of the new school year. The contract was settled with the administrative union. School curriculum meeting in August, a date to be announced. August 10th, great, thank you.
Oh, same as ours.
Yes.
He can't go.
Yeah. coffee with the superintendent, which I look forward to in September, so we'll make sure we get those dates out again when they're posted. And the next Board of Ed meeting is Monday the 22nd at 7:30 at CTMS. And thank you again for that, all the information. I appreciate it. So late at night, things get done. historical preservation, I played phone tag with the chair between today and yesterday, so the only thing I can report on that is the next meeting is Wednesday, August 3rd at 7 p.m., which traditionally it's the first Wednesday of every month. Public safety, I did have a few conversations with Chief DeRosa about staffing and hiring, some daily operations. I want to thank Amy for attending the Junior Police Academy graduation.
It was great. What a great, great program. Yeah. I can't say enough.
Yeah, but thanks for attending, and thanks for the all the officers that in the community that supported that program. I know there's a review of the ordinance on the agenda, and I've been in contact with the chief over some building maintenance issues, too, both interior and exterior, which I'll discuss with you and or the administrator when he starts. As for the fire, I had a conversation with Chief Emery as well as about building maintenance. I saw on the bills list there was a PO on there for generator BMs throughout all the generators that are located throughout the township, and there's a few other ones, too, that there was some concern about. And a grant opportunity that's coming up as well, which that was in an email, I think, looking for some information.
Yes.
I spoke with Chief Setnicki about the South Branch Emergency Services vehicle being placed at
Borough.
Yeah, so on Lebanon Borough.
We'll solve that by the end of the year.
It was very quick access to that end of the township. No report from OEM, and that's it for me.
Okay. For me, I'm very happy to have an administrator starting. It's been a very harrowing last month and a half, 2 months almost. It's to have the interim is going to be hugely beneficial.
Yes.
I know more about having to recover fingerprints from prospective new hires and FMLA forms than I ever cared to get my sleeves rolled up for. Going on personnel, I guess it was just after our last council meeting, the court administrator submitted her resignation. So we've got postings up now through the administrative office of the courts for that position, as well as I made a decision to move forward with posting for a part-time position for a violations clerk. That's needed, too. The administrative office of the courts has indicated that we're understaffed, which is correct, and we're trying to address that this spring. So we'll move forward with that, and hopefully the new administrator can help sort that out. And I want to thank Lynn for all the great work she's done. Lynn Lorenz was our court administrator for a very long time, ran this place very well, and hopefully we'll get even better going forward. So we had the two new hires for public works start. One is going to be dedicated more toward some of the buildings and grounds issues, so hopefully that helps address some of the things that we've got going on, but is a little bit more of a handyman. And recreation, summer rec is in full swing, and when summer rec is in full swing, that's pretty much where the focus is, and I would imagine in the next month or so the committee will meet again and then start planning fall events. I'll come back to that one. The old municipal building continues to be the bane of my existence, and we're having a meeting tomorrow to hopefully square it away. We had to delay a road closure, essentially, that we've been talking about probably for 5 years for a portion of Washington Street to allow that project to move forward. If you're not familiar, the old municipal building is a decrepit, rundown, but historic building on West Street in Annandale. So if I have anything to say about it, by the end of September, it will no longer belong to the township.
Don't say that.
I won't say it. I take it back.
Just don't make any predictions.
I make no predictions. Well, I wasn't making any predictions, but I was anyway. So that's in the works. And lastly, the mayor of Union Township and the Union Township Committee are going to be hosting what they call the Hunterdon Games. It is a friendly but competitive competition between all, well, I would say about eight local municipalities, Hunterdon, Union, I'm sorry, Clinton Township, Union, Lebanon Borough,
Highbridge.
Bethlehem, Highbridge, Franklin, and Alexandria, I believe, round out the group. We've been asked to supply 25 contestants. Councilman Kochanowski has volunteered to help to recruit and to keep track of who our contestants will be. And the reason I haven't really, I know it's officially launched, per se, by Union Township, and I actually still have to provide them a mugshot. But there's also a request to contribute by the township for some nominal fees, just for incidentals and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Somewhere between $250 and $500 if council agrees and somebody wishes to make a motion up to $500. Whatever they need, Port-a-Johns, that sort of thing. Right?
Yeah.
It's more for effectuating the actual event than it is for free stuff.
Did they say it was exactly $250?
No, $250 to $500, I think. What was the request?
No, actually, I just want to place on the record, I'm actually going to recuse myself from discussion. And
you should.
I believe that Council President Strauss will as well.
That's fine. So the three of us, if we can decide amongst ourselves, I would offer up to $500.
Yeah,
okay.
That's fine.
I think we can handle that out of the
25 fund. Residents versus Bing. It should be a big event for the North County.
It's going to be akin to a regional community day, so I think it'll be worthwhile.
Yeah. I agree.
Okay, so I'll make the motion.
I'll make a second.
$500. It's on the record. And then, yeah, everybody stay tuned, and hopefully I'll have some time now to actually do
stuff.
Social media. That's been my problem.
I'll help you.
And that's all for reports, I think. Unless anybody has anything that I missed. And with that, I'm a little bit out of order now. We will move to an executive session that's on our agenda. And that executive session is on the topic of personnel. I would expect this executive session, if there's a reporter in the room, that the executive session will last probably between 5 and 10 minutes, and I do not anticipate any action following. All right. May I have a motion to enter executive?
I'll move.
Second? Mark seconded?
Yes.
We're good.
Councilman Glaser?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And Mayor Glenn?
Yes.
Good.
Thank you all for coming.
Thank you all.
Don't. It is 9:03-ish, almost 9:03. We have returned from executive session. Councilman Glaser has something important he'd like to bestow upon.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those, I can't do that. Never mind. I want to do that, but I can't. Roll call.
Councilman Glaser?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
And Mayor Mike.
Yes.
Good.
Thank you all.
Thank you for getting us through that.
Yeah.
Diplomatically.
The crowd was professional.
Yeah.